Om Shanti and warm welcome for morning session. And I would like to welcome Atam Prakash Bhai. And you all know Atam Prakash Bhai was with Baba for 4 decades. And he's been surrendered for 36 years. And amazing, this soul has award. He's a gold medalist in MSc chemistry. And interestingly, Baba has put him looking after the trolley department. Can you ever, you have seen any organization in the world where your gold medalist has been put in making trolleys or making sweets? And I really admire Bhaiji's one of the quality of experimenting with yoga. He experiments a lot with yoga. So he's been also Madhuban coordinator of Youth Wings. And he's been traveled and served more than 60 countries. And also he visited almost all states in India. So very warm welcome. And we have Vijay Bhai with us from Trinidad. And he's going to interview Atam Prakash Bhai. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Welcome to everyone, including our online audience. So I have a memory of Atam Prakash Bhai. When I started to come to Madhuban in the 1980s, he was one of those people who could speak English. And so Dad is recommended. That is recommended that we should meet Atam Prakash Bhai. And so we were all kids, I would say, and he was a senior brother, and we would cluster around him in the kitchen where the toli is being made. And so while he's making toli, there will be 10 or 15 of us standing around him, and he will be talking to us about Gyan, about yoga, about Baba. And the toli is making in these big pots, like big like this, you know, these big pots. Until now, the smell of toli, especially basin in ghee, that he will patch the basin in the ghee, and the smell of that reminds me of Baba. It makes me feel that I belong, that I am a part of this family. And the gyan he gave me must have been good, but that is the memory. I have that smell of the basin and the feeling of belongingness to Baba and this yagya. So welcome, Bhaiji.
Thank you.
Our topic today is aligning the self, but I think I will ask our dearest senior brother to share on this topic before we start.
Om Shanti. Aligning the self. In heaven, there was alignment in our thoughts, words, and actions. That is why we were experiencing harmony in our life and in society also. But when we came down in a copper age and iron age, the vices was influencing our consciousness, and because of that we were experiencing disharmony in the self. If we really would like to experience alignment in thoughts, words, and actions, we must purify our consciousness. And for that, we are receiving specially Baba's sustenance every day. We are listening to Murli. We are having Amrit Vela Yoga, evening yoga every day. But even though sometimes we are not experiencing alignment in these three things, for that, we must make special efforts for improving the quality of knowledge and yoga. But first of all, we must understand one aspect. How our samskaras are being created. When we receive Baba's sustenance, first step, we can purify our consciousness. Second step, we can purify our state of mind. Then third step, we can purify our vision. Fourth stage, we can purify our attitude. And fifth stage is, we can purify our actions. Then last, the samskaras are being created. For maintaining alignment in thoughts, words and actions, there must be alignment between mind, intellect and samskaras also. When there would be harmony in between these three things, automatically we can experience alignment in thoughts, words and actions. Brahma Baba used to hold the court of his mind, intellect and samskaras every day in evening before going to bed. And Baba was checking there was harmony in between mind, intellect or samskaras. They were working according to my order. And then, because of that, Baba was experiencing harmony in these three things. In the same way, we must also check our mind, intellect, samskaras. Is there harmony in between these three things or not? Because in Brahmin life, we must keep on checking, is my mind is working properly, creating pure thoughts, powerful thoughts according to Baba Srimad? If not, then I must check it and I must change it. Secondly, my words are sweet, soft and respectful. If not, I must check it and I must change it. Thirdly, I must check my actions are elevated, inspirable actions or not. I must check it and I must change it. Now, for maintaining alignment of thoughts, words and action throughout the day, few aspects can help us in this aspect. First aspect, maintaining soul conscious stage throughout the day. Because when we are having the awareness of our body, our mind, intellect is wandering here and there. We may have waste thoughts, negative thoughts, impure thoughts. But if we maintain soul conscious stage, soul conscious vision, that can help us for creating pure thought, positive thoughts in our mind. Second aspect, we must keep on maintaining self-respect. Why? Because when we are experiencing self-respect, either soul is sitting on the throne of my self-respect, I could experience spiritual intoxication. And when we are experiencing spiritual intoxication, the creation of our mind is really wonderful. Our mind is creating pure thought, gentle thought, positive thoughts, quality thoughts. If we will not be able to maintain self-respect, then definitely there would be influence of negative force, mayas on our consciousness. Third aspect, we must increase our churning power. For understanding the depth of knowledge, churning can help us. Because through churning, we can understand the secrets of Baba's versions. Our realization power is increasing. Because for spiritual progress, we need to have two powers at every step. Realization power and transformation power. We can increase our realization power through our churning. And we can increase transformation power by having powerful yoga. In this way, if we work on this aspect, then automatically we would be able to maintain alignment in our thoughts, words and actions easily. We can experience harmony in the self, harmony in a family and in a society also. And this is a very important aspect in our Brahmin life. Vijay Bhaiji?
Bhaiji. So, Bhaiji, do you feel harmony in yourself?
Previously, I was not experiencing that. Sometimes I may have impure thoughts, negative thoughts in my mind. My intellect is not so divine. My my decision power was not so good. And because of that, I was not able to experience alignment. But when I improve my churning power and improve my yoga power, then I start experiencing harmony in these three things.
So, is it possible that now you can give little commentary? You are in harmony. So give a commentary so I can also come in harmony. I will follow your commentary and that I will also, we are all coming to harmony with the Self. Is it possible?
Sit upright.
Sit upright.
Activeness and alertness must be there. I am an elevated Brahmin. God Himself select me out of thousands and thousands souls. I am truly most fortunate soul in this world. Every day I am receiving sustenance of God. I am listening God's version. And I am having direct connection with Himself. I am receiving spiritual powers from the Source, Baba, every day. That is why my mind is creating wonderful thoughts, pure thoughts. Powerful thoughts. Positive thoughts. Because of the power of knowledge, my intellect is becoming divine. And far-sighted. My samskaras also becoming more and more divine. I am experiencing alignment of my mind, my my intellect and my sanskar. That is why I am experiencing super sense joy. Unlimited happiness. Experiencing beauty of my life. My mind is my friend. With my mind and intellect and sanskars time to time. They are obeying my orders. That is why I am experiencing harmony in the self, contentment in the self, enjoying this elevated life. This Brahmin life is really special gift from God Himself to me.
I can say that few years back, when I am sitting in the Moldi, or especially I am sitting in Madhuban, I believe, I feel this intoxication. I believe it also. But when I go to the job, I go to work, and the activity of the workplace, you know, I lose the faith. I wonder if this is true. You know, that Madhuban thing is only for Madhuban. But in this world, which at that time I called the real world, I am not able to hold the intoxication. I'm not even sure if it was true. So how do we keep it? You know, when we leave Madhuban, how do we carry it with us?
Yeah, this is a very good question. When we are in Madhuban, we are enjoying our life intoxicated, having full faith in Baba and enjoying. When we are going out of the Madhuban, our consciousness is distributing in different aspects. Here in Madhuban, our consciousness is fully focused on the self. That is why in Madhuban I can enjoy elevated stage, very good stage. But when I am going outside in the world, my consciousness is distributing. Busy, some part of the consciousness busy in my work, in family, in this aspect, in this task. You may be any part of the world, anywhere. But if you maintain full attention, full consciousness on yourself, then definitely you can experience that spiritual intoxication anywhere, like Madhuban. I experience this. In Madhuban, I am enjoying very good stage of yoga. But whenever I am going outside for Baba's service, in a big gathering, while being in that situation, I am focusing full attention on myself. And because of that, I can experience very good stage while being in that environment also. I'm not having any complaint. Oh, I'm enjoying my life. Because Baba select us for what? For a special task. Wherever you are staying, any country, but for change, transforming the atmosphere of that place, for doing lots of service of that particular souls of that place, Baba select you. You have that ability. You have that quality. Only we have to recognize that quality, and we have to use that quality, and we have to develop that quality. Then we can maintain very good stage while performing our job also, we can maintain that. We may be busy laukically and alaukically, spiritually, but while remaining busy also, if we maintain lightness, then we can experience very good stage of yoga in that busy life also.
Bhaji, you know, do you worry about your health?
Health?
Yeah. So, you know, when we are in the Lokic world, we think we have to pay the bills, we have to keep, you know, they say, food on the table, so to speak. You worry about your health. There are many things to worry about. Do you worry about anything? Suppose you lose your position, or if you cannot no longer make the toli, then nobody will be calling you. Do you, those things, anything like that, you have concerns? This is the thing that worry us. You know, we have one concern, this concern, yeah, that concern.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. I may lose my job, I may lose my position.
Right? Yeah.
It's a step of the worries. I believe in my role. Baba, God has given me this special role. And that is why any type of the challenge is coming in front of me. Any type of the situation is coming in front of me. Every cycle I face that problem, I maintain stability while being in that situation. And when I would have that type of the faith in me, then I won't have that type of the fear or losing the position. Whatever is going on, that is beneficial for me. That is why thinking about the future, instead of thinking about the future, I must enjoy the every moment of present time.
So, you have gone to Global Hospital? Global Hospital.
Global Hospital.
You must have gone one time.
When we
get older, you know, you get older, you discover maybe there is high blood pressure, there is thyroid, there is something. Do you start to worry?
Yes, this instrument, body, is Baba's instrument. This is not mine, Baba's instrument. I have to take care of this instrument very well. But because of some karmic account, I become sick. Then I am going to hospital. At that time I am thinking, oh, this is a special time Baba had given me for doing special meditation or special tapasya. Because I am alone here, free, I can have conversation with Baba, I can have very good experience of yoga. That's why I am not feeling that I am sick and I am in hospital, but I am thinking positively, oh, this is a golden opportunity for me to get some special experiences, to maintain good state of yoga. That is why.
Does it work?
Yes, that is working. That's why I'm thinking to Baba, at least 3-4 days, give me chance to be in hospital. So I can enjoy solitude and I can enjoy very good state of yoga.
So you spoke of two things, that what I remembered, jnana and yoga. You said, through the jnana there is realization, and yoga there is transformation.
Yes.
So a little more on that, jnana and yoga, which one do we work on first, or do we work both together? How they relate, jnana and yoga?
Actually, these are two our legs, knowledge and yoga. If these two legs are becoming powerful, then we can run, we can fly, we can jump high, we can progress very well. But these two legs must be strong, powerful enough. The leg of knowledge, how can I make that strong? For that I have to improve my churning power. Because each and every Baba's version has deep secret in it. Through churning only we can understand the secret and we can experience the light in our intellect. Light of that point of light in our intellect. And when we are experiencing light of knowledge in our intellect, then we start receiving might from Baba. If there won't be light, there won't be confusion. There would be confusion. And the confused intellect will not work properly in yoga. as much I will receive the light of knowledge in my life, I can experience a lightness in my life.
So who turns on the bulb for this light of knowledge? How do you turn it on?
Through churning.
Churning.
Every day I used to churn Baba's knowledge. And Baba, I met Baba in 86. And Baba gave me blessing personally. You are clever in churning. Now you use this churning power for the research in yoga and knowledge subject. Baba gave me that blessing personally. And after that, I was receiving special touchings from Baba, special jewels of knowledge from Baba, special methods of yoga, touchings automatically. That is why in Brahmin life, churning must be our hobby. Because human being always experiencing newness in his life. And through churning only we can get some new ideas, new jewels of knowledge, new touchings. And then we can maintain consistency in yoga subject. You can improve our yoga. And through churning, we are getting special weapons. If we really would like to experience victorious stage throughout the day, we need to have special weapons with us. Unlimited confidence and tremendous courage. These are the two special weapons. Courage and confidence. Through churning, only we can receive these special weapons.
So, what is churning? Churning means what are you doing?
Churning. Many souls, they want to churn Baba's knowledge, but they are not getting success. First of all, our intellect must be full with jewels. Knowledge, jewels of thoughts. Vichar Sagar Mantan. Sagar means ocean. Vichar means thoughts. In our intellect, lots of thoughts must be there, versions must be there. Then and sit in solitude. Your mind and intellect must be fully free from all the corners. And then keep on asking some questions to that particular point or that particular subject. For instance, today in Murli, Baba has said that you have to establish peace in this world. I select that point for churning. We have to establish peace in this world. Then ask question, Baba, how can I experience peace? How can I establish peace in this world? Lots of unpeaceful unhappiness is there, peacelessness is there. Then I can receive special response from that. What sort of problems will be there? This type of the problems will be there. How can I maintain that? How can I establish that? What is the method for that? Then you can get touchings from that. These are the methods you can follow and you can establish. What I mean to say, we must keep on asking questions, what, how, when, this and that. Then automatically we are getting response from of that questions and write down that. And lots of collection would be there. And you can prepare some article also from that material. Collected material.
Okay. So, now you are churning, you read the Murli, you get some point, you ask many questions, some ideas are coming.
Yeah.
Now how do you know wrong idea, a good idea. Because even the people who are doing the wrong things, they must be churning on wrong ideas also.
But I think if I am receiving, I receive special touchings from Baba, how do I know that touching is from Baba's touching or my own thinking? Is this your question?
Jee.
Okay. Once the double foreigners, they asked these questions to Bab Dada directly. Baba, through churning, sometimes when we receive special touching, how do I know that is Baba's touching or that is my own thought, own thinking?
Or Ravan thinking also.
All Ravan thinking also. And Baba has said that there are three confirmations. If that touching is Baba's touching, there are three confirmations for that. First confirmation, that touching would be powerful. Second question, if you want to bring that in a practical, there won't be any sort of question, how, what, this and that, no doubtful question. And third confirmation, when we bring that in practical, we can get extra success in that task. It means that was Baba's touching, that was not my own thinking or touching.
In churning, does it take time to reach that stage where you begin to get the touching?
For churning?
It takes time or right away?
Sometimes if we have connection, see, we are having connection with Baba, there are two communication in between me and Baba. Through touching, through the churning, I can maintain connection with Baba, and secondly, through yoga, I can maintain connection with Baba. If you keep maintaining this connection, communication with Baba, then in future, that will help you a lot. Because in future, this internet will not work. This internet, worldly internet will not work. At that time, we have to use our internal internet. Intellect. If our intellect would be pure, divine, far-sighted, then we can receive special touchings from Baba at any time, anywhere. That's why we must have communication. We must maintain that communication in between me and Baba. And through yoga also, we can receive powers, we can receive touchings, whatever. Mm.
So, for touching, you are saying, you use the gyan, churn, and you get touchings. Yeah. This is one side, knowledge. Second side, yoga.
Yeah, yoga.
What is yoga?
Now, through churning, I can develop my realization power. Realization power means what? Realization. If my eye is working properly, then I can see very clearly, any aspect very clearly. In the same way, on this path of knowledge, when our realization power is increasing, we can realize easily my weakness, my greatness, my goodness, my drawback, shortcoming, very clearly I can realize them, I can watch them, I can observe them clearly. Now next task, I have to transform that weakness, I have to overcome that weakness, I need some power of yoga. If I won't have that power of yoga, I may not able to transform that situation or that samskara. That is why day by day, the depth of touching the power, realization power must increase, and depth of yoga also should increase. until we will not reach our destination of perfection, we must have all the time these two powers, realization power and touching power.
Okay. So,
and you know what, brother? We are listening Murli every day, we are practicing yoga every day, getting sustenance from God. But sometimes when we are being in a gathering, sometimes we become angry, we have sometimes feeling, this type of the things we are observing in our life. Then people asking, what is the use of your listening Murli and yoga? We conquer the vices in a gross level, but still there are some traces of vices in the soul, and if we really would like to get rid of that traces, we need to have powerful yoga, volcanic yoga, extremely powerful yoga. In 2016, Baba has said that time of having ordinary yoga is already over. Now this is the time of having really powerful yoga, really volcanic yoga. Once in meditation hall, we were meeting Bap Dada, Madhuban Nivasi. And we asked one question to Baba directly, Baba, how do I know that my yoga is powerful or not? Baba has said, there are two signs of powerful yoga. In powerful yoga, on one hand, we experience yoga as a fire. And in that fire, our sins are burning away. We could feel clearly on one hand. And on the other hand, we could experience lightness and happiness. Why lightness? Because the burden of sins is disappearing. That's why lightness. And why happiness? I am progressing. I am going towards my destination. That is why closer and closer. That's why I experience happiness. These are the two signs of powerful yoga.
And when you are in powerful yoga, what are you doing? When you are holding the powerful yoga, what are you doing in the mind?
See, powerful yoga, maybe seed stage or maybe volcanic stage. At that time, we would be in front of Baba in soul world. And when we are in front of Baba at that time, we may not have any further thoughts. We would be fully, completely lost in Baba's remembrance. And only there is a feeling, I am receiving tremendous powers from the Son of Knowledge, Baba. I am just receiving power. That feeling, that experience.
You have to create it or it happens?
No, automatically. When we are sitting in the company of Son of Knowledge, Baba, automatically light is coming on me. Light is falling on me. And I am receiving tremendous powers from Son of Knowledge, Baba. If you are sitting in that sun, physical sun, that is called sunbath. And this is called spiritual sunbath. Either soul is sitting in front of Baba, Son of Knowledge, and I am receiving tremendous powers from Baba. And my energy level is rising. My sins are burning.
When I go for a sun bath, I go outside and I stand.
Yes.
No one disturbs me.
Yeah.
It's okay. But when I go for a spiritual sun bath and I'm holding Baba, one thought comes saying, now we have some job to do. The different thought comes, something from yesterday. So how can I stay in this sun bath? And no disturbance.
For having spiritual sun bath, we must come out from this bodily house. When you are out of this consciousness of body and just being in company of Baba, then no thought. You are in the world, another world. And just you are in another world and Baba is only your world. You can experience, the soul is deeply lost in that world. And then there won't be any sort of thoughts. No disturbance. You can just enjoy oneness with Baba. Combined stage with Baba. Deeply lost in Baba's love.
Yeah, I accept. Okay. Now, one time I have seen also that Baba was meeting you. You went to take the toli, you showed Baba the toli, what you made, you opened the tray, and you are having some conversation with Bab Dada.
Yeah.
No, you are standing there, and all daddies are there all around, but Baba is only focused on you. And I don't know what he was telling, but you were having the conversation, some discussion between yourself and Baba. What is that? Tell us about that. You are meeting God. Focus. You only, He's paying attention. Tell us something on this experience.
See, previously when I was working in a toli kitchen, I was always having intoxication. That God Himself select me. Out of millions and billions souls, He select me. For preparing his bhog. How fortunate am I? I was always having that intoxication. And because of that, I got chance to feed Baba. I fed Baba totally with my hand, with the golden spoon, in Baba's mouth more than 25 times. And Baba fed me totally through his hand in my mouth more than 20 times. What a great fortune is this? What a great fortune is this? What you want? What else you want? Nothing. But previously, very first time, Prakash Mani Dadi has said, Atam Prakash, take this toli. She gave me toli in a golden spoon. And then I was offering to Baba. My hand was like this. I was shaking like, the soul is fitting with God, supreme power, God. But next time I said, oh, He is my father, and why I should have fear in my mind? Then I fed Baba very quietly. Understand? But the situation you describe at that time, I put the tray in front of Baba. And then I was explaining, Baba, these are the 56 varieties toli. And I was explaining this toli, different name of this toli. And Dadi was also looking, Prakash Mani Dadi, Janki Dadi Ji, everything. And then preparing toli for Baba, that is the sign of love for Baba only. Understand? We are just expressing our love for Baba. Because Baba is beyond these things. Brahma Baba's soul is accepting that bhog. Shiv Baba is beyond. That is why I was always having that intoxication. I'm really most fortunate soul in this world. Even in 2017, 31st December, Baba fed me toli personally in my mouth. I was so happy. Understand?
When you were showing Baba the tray, did he like some toli and not like some? Did he show special interest in one type or another?
Baba is just by seeing about observing that story, Baba just was happy because Baba is not having the desire to eat for eating that. That is just expression of love. Oh, my child prepared such so many tollies with great love. How fortunate he is. Love.
Yesterday, Shilubain, was it yesterday, Shilubain we met? Yesterday, she told us that Gulzar Dadi, she does not like banana. But Bab Dada likes banana.
Brahma Baba like banana, but Gulzar Dadi doesn't like banana. But at that time, when Baba is feeding to somebody is feeding to Baba, at that time Gulzar Dadi ji is in subtle region. He is in sound sleep there. And in that body, in her body, Shiva Baba and Brahma Baba is there, and they are accepting that food. Brahma Baba's soul and Shiva Baba's soul. Of course, Gulzar Dadi's soul is there, but that is unconscious in position. And that is why Brahma Baba was liking that.
So who is eating?
Brahma Baba is eating that soul. But body is Gulzar Dadi's body after all.
One more question I wanted to ask before the yoga. You do make the toli and you offer to Baba.
Yes.
You make the toli. And we are in our centers and some of us are in our home. We also make the bhog and we offer to Baba. What is the best way for making an offering?
See, When you are preparing food, at that time, we must have the awareness that I am preparing special bhog for Baba. Not for me, not for my family, but for Baba. When you would have that type of the consciousness, then Baba would be in your intellect. And simultaneously, you just practice, I am receiving light and might straight from Son of Knowledge, Baba, and that vibrations are reflecting towards the food which you are preparing. Because cooking is one type of the process. While cooking, whatever the thoughts we are having in our mind, that thoughts are getting merged in that each and every particle of that food. That is why, while preparing food, you must have that awareness, I am preparing food for Baba, for Baba God. And then after that, in kitchen, in your home, in kitchen or in corner you sit there, get all the food atom in small container, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 like this, and in small glass water also, and you just prepare the plate for bhoga and just cover it with the special cloth and sit there for yoga. And when you are sitting in yoga, take that plate of the food to subtle region, in subtle form. Baba, I brought this food for you. I prepared food for you. Ah, okay, child, what you prepared? Ah, potato crisps. Achha, achha, and gulab jamun. Achha, achha, samosa. Achha, achha, oh, very good. Baba is just watching that. When he is watching that, at that time he is feeling some pure vibrations, energy in that food also. And you have love for Baba, just prepare small food, take some part of that and feed to Baba. And Baba is also taking some part of that food and feeding you. In this way, you just offer bhog to Baba and then come down from subtle world and then mix that food in the big container, whatever you have, and then offer that food to your family or to yourself, whatever. This is the process of offering bhog with Baba. Understand?
Okay. So now you know, you describe that stage of in from the Son of Knowledge.
Yeah.
You can take us there?
Exercise, correct.
Ah, through the exercise first? Okay. You want to make us alert?
Yes, you can just clap for that. Just like.
Ah, 15 minutes.
Okay.
15 minutes. We all go to the Son of Knowledge.
Om Shanti.
10 minutes.
Okay, let us have a really wonderful meditation, powerful experience of yoga. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize in the center of my forehead that I am a tiny and shining point of divine light. I am a pure star shining bright star, living star, radiant star, radiating divine light all around me. Experiencing wonderful aura of divine light surrounding me. I, the soul point of light, getting the taste from this bodily instrument, and sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect, and flying upwards toward the subtle region, I, the soul, is flying beyond this world globe. Flying far beyond the sun and moon and stars, I arrived at a subtle region. Where everywhere there is a snow white, divine light, I, the soul point of light, wear the wonderful dress of divine light. The dress of an angel. How beautiful is this dress? Oh, the emperor of angels, sweet Brahma Baba, is in front of me. In his perfect angelic form, my sweetest Shiva Baba is also present in him. Bab Dada is giving me love field drishti. I, the angel, enjoying Baba's drishti. While enjoying Baba's drishti, I, the angel, become lost in Baba's arm. Experiencing unlimited happiness. I, the soul point of light, is getting details from this angelic form, and again sitting in aeroplane of my intellect and flying toward the supreme region, flying and flying upwards. Oh, I arrived at a soul world where everywhere there is a golden ray divine light. It is a world of unlimited peace. How sweet is this home? Oh, incredibly beautiful form of Supreme Being. Shiva Baba is in front of me. It's the most beautiful being in this world. He is unlimited source of spiritual power. He is a son of knowledge. I, the soul point of light, is visualizing Baba's beautiful form. Baba becomes the light of my eyes. Baba is an extremely powerful son of knowledge. I, the soul, is master son of knowledge. I, the soul, is receiving the shower of extremely powerful rays constantly over me. I am receiving and receiving unlimited powers in me and in the fire of yoga. My sins are burning away. And the soul is experiencing lightness and happiness. Truly, these are the most happiest moments of my life. In which I, the soul, is experiencing in the company of God. How beautiful this experience is this. I, the soul, filled with powers I'm sitting in the airplane of my intellect and flying back towards the corporeal world. I'm sitting in the center of my forehead in this physical body. I am a powerful soul radiating the powerful rays in this atmosphere and charging this atmosphere. As my father is a point of light, so is my form is also a point of light. Om Shanti.
Chitraben? Chitraben, someone has a question. So, Om Shanti, at this point, if anyone, especially those from Pandav Bhavan, need to go to take the bus, it is okay. But otherwise, we will entertain the question. Okay?
He's asking, I don't have experience of the Golden Age. How can I have yoga of the Golden Age?
See, we are having yoga with Baba, not with the Golden Age. But we can visualize the Golden Age on the basis of knowledge which Baba had given us. On that basis, we can visualize with the divine eye, we can visualize that golden age and we can experience that golden age. Because Baba explained everything very clearly about golden age and how our daily routine would be there from morning till evening. On that basis, we must visualize that with the third eye, and we must experience also. Because we had been there many times, every cycle we had been there, we have the experience of that only we have to experience that now on the basis of knowledge. Baba, whatever the Baba knowledge is giving, on that basis we must visualize and we must experience.
Dharati Ben, can we go for 10 more minutes? So, if anyone has any questions, we can go until 12:30. Any more?
Om Shanti, brother. Thank you. It was very nice. Brother, you did say, you know, when you are taking us in the meditation, the plane of intellect. So, can you explain what exactly is that plane of intellect? You're going in the plane of intellect, you said. Is it like an imagination that, you know, I'm going in a white...
The plane is taking us upwards, okay?
Uh-huh.
In the same way, with the power of intellect, we can travel.
Uh-huh.
Towards the supreme region. That is why we can use the word plane of intellect.
Okay. Other with thing is, brother...
With the power of intellect.
Okay.
Nice. You're from which country?
I'm originally from India, but I live in UK.
UK. Okay, now you can go in your UK in a second. How?
Yeah.
With the power of intellect.
But is it not a thought that one is, you know, thinking about the... So, I know it's a very basic question, the thought and intellect. Suppose if I say I'm a powerful soul, that is a thought. So, how does I can imagine that, you know, the powerful thought in an intellect way?
See, intellect is acting as a divine eye.
Okay.
Eye of knowledge, divine eye, eye of wisdom. We must visualize that with the eye of intellect in the center of forehead, that I am an energy.
Okay, okay.
And from that, thoughts are releasing.
Okay.
Mind, soul is a power, na?
Yeah.
Divine power. And from that power, our thoughts are just radiating, releasing. And that energy, thought is energy.
Yeah, yeah.
Meditation is thought wave, connection with Baba, wireless connection with Baba, with the power of thoughts.
Okay.
That is why with the power of thoughts, intellect is taking us as in soul world, and we can have yoga with Baba there also.
So intellect is more, of course, apart from all the discrimination, decision making and all those things. So is it more like in yoga, I'm asking, in like if I sit for a yoga, the moment I create I'm a peaceful soul, okay, you know, that is a thought. Then of course you get the experience. So where is the intellect in this, you know, in the yoga practice, you know, where
is
it?
Until you're not visualizing, you're not experiencing.
Ah, okay.
And visualization power is intellect.
Okay, okay.
See, intellect has 4-5 function.
Okay.
First function, intellect is acting as the eye of a soul.
Okay.
Second function, intellect is acting as a decision power.
Yeah.
And third is intellect is acting as a memory power.
Okay.
And then third one, intellect is acting as a heart of a soul.
Okay.
Dil.
Okay.
Heart of a soul.
Okay.
This is a heart of body,
yeah.
But heart of a soul is also intellect.
Okay.
Understand?
Okay.
In this way, intellect is playing 4-5 functions. But in yoga, first we are visualizing ourselves as a soul. At that time, intellect is acting as a visualization power.
But sometimes when I do this process, what you said, because I have listened to your YouTube and all, I feel it is more of an imagination, you know, like I'm going, you know, I'm flying, you know, I'm going to the subtle world and all. So, I feel it's more like an imagination. So, there is no experience in that. So, it has become more sort of like a theoretical, intellectual level.
Yeah, understand. See, imagination, one thing, and reality is one thing.
Yeah.
We cannot use this word imagination. Worldly people can use that. But here, Baba is explaining all the things which are really true.
Okay.
There is a soul world.
Okay, okay.
There is a soul.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, there is an intellect.
Okay.
Whatever we are doing experience, that is on a very real way.
Okay.
Not imagination.
Okay.
Just example. Imagine this flower is in my hand.
Okay.
Now, I am saying that, okay, just imagine the flower is in my hand.
Yeah.
There is no flower.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is, I'm just thinking that, imagine, that is just illusion.
Yeah.
But on one hand, I am thinking, this is a flower, this is a reality.
Okay.
In the same way, after coming to Baba, whatever the things we are experiencing, that is a real, all real things. Because Baba is explaining us.
Okay.
He is the only one in this world, the truth.
Yeah.
Power of truth.
Okay.
He is telling us true knowledge, true words, everything.
Okay. And you said in terms of the alignment, you know, one is the mind and
intellect.
Intellect and sanskaras.
Sanskaras.
So mind, okay, the thoughts aligning, okay, we need to bring it according to the Baba's teachings and all. How do you align the intellect?
See, mind is a boss. Master. No. Soul is the master.
Yeah.
And these are the three children of the soul. Mother.
Yeah.
Mind, intellect, samskaras. And whatever the order giving to the mind.
Yeah.
Oh, mind, think on this. And he's thinking like that.
Okay.
Means he's obeying my order. Intellect Okay, visualize Baba. Don't go here and there.
Okay.
And intellect is obeying order.
Okay.
Okay. Means that is in your control.
Okay.
And samskar also. Now I am having very pure samskar, divine samskars, and you are experiencing that samskars.
Okay.
Means this all the three powers you are handling with your power, and you have controlling power and ruling power over these three powers. It means you are a master
of
these powers, and you are handling them.
So thank you very much for your question, brother. Is there anybody else who has a last burning?
Clear, brother?
Is it clear?
You got clear idea?
Okay, well, we all thank you very much for your questions. Thank you for your attention. We say thank you very much for our dear divine brother. I want to ask him one last thing. Two things, actually. One thing is, does Baba like Coca-Cola?
Baba like Coca-Cola?
One time I was offering the bog, and that sister, every day she's putting water. So I told her, why don't we put Coca-Cola? Maybe he likes Coca-Cola. She said, no, he doesn't like. Does he like?
No, Baba doesn't like these worldly things.
Okay.